Gaurav, you're live.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Curse of Strahd, D&D with Infinity and Beyond. This is day 24, I believe, of Curse of Strahd. If a tree falls, we have a live studio audience that is immediately deserting. Literally, the minute we start, everyone's like, get the flip out of the room now.
Wait, they're recording? Get out.
We would prefer to watch him struggle with tech for 20 minutes and then do this. So I want to thank my writer friends for being awesome. Those who stay will stay and enjoy the awesome. But it's a pleasure to see everybody. I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to Curse of Strahd Day 24. This is live from Origins. We're starting extremely late because incredible tech problems. But we managed to get them worked out with multiple like devices and items and things and all that kind of stuff. So we are now here and we are ready to go, I believe. I do want to remind everybody about ways to support the stream. Oh my God, I'm going to mute that. I do want to remind everybody about ways to support the stream. If you have not done so already, it would be awesome if you could follow the channel. That's obviously the most important thing to do. If you have not done so already, please support the channel by checking out the YouTube. Hold on a second. There we go. Not that one. No, hold on. I want to mute that. Like that. If you haven't done so already, please make sure to follow the YouTube with !ArvTube, the Discord with !ArvCord. Please make sure to check out the website, arvandelleron.com. And please make sure to check out other things like, thank you, Shadow Maze. Oh my God, the resub with Dragonspear. 2 years, 24 month resub streak. That is amazing.
Can you believe that?
That is super awesome. And why am I getting, why don't I just get that kick through? Okay. It is a world record. Yes, that is true. It is a, it is an absolute world record. And then exclamation point, ArvCord, ArvTube, and ArvandElleron.com are the ones you need to know about. As far as the sort of financial ways to support the channel, exclamation point ArvTreon is the Patreon, which is currently sitting, I think, right around 360, 370, something like that. Exclamation point ArvTreon for that. Exclamation point ArvShop will get you over to my merchandise area, which would be much appreciated because we have a lot of cool stuff for Adventures of Middle-earth and for D&D with Infinity and Beyond, of course, and soon to be Esper Genesis as well. And then last but certainly not least, we have got the sub button, which is right above that video window. We are currently sitting at about 61, 62 subs. So we want to continue to move that up towards our goal, our record of 71 subs, and then our goal of 80 subs by the end of the year. Most important, though, for right now, and folks, this is really important. I want to make an appeal to everybody, and that is for the Kickstarter for Icarus and Jelinek. This launched about 3.5 days ago, and we are very excited about it. I've been talking about it a great deal here at Origins, but we definitely need people to push this out, please. It's really important that people spread the word and get involved with it. We have been a little slow, I'll be honest, to begin, and we really want to make sure that we pick up because we're very excited about the prospects for this. The art is amazing. I worked very hard on the story. I'd like to think the story is good. We've really got a big and like awesome team behind it. Hi, Robin. We've got a really great, awesome team behind it. So we're really excited for it. But we need people's help to be able to make it happen by the support and the pledging for it. So if you haven't done so already, please spread the word about this because we really need people to jump on board and let other people know that. That would be really great. Now, with that said, I've got D&D Curse of Strahd tonight. We will be playing probably only for a couple of hours because we're getting started so late, but we will be playing here. I am, of course, joined as per usual live by the man himself, and I'm going to have to pull this up so I can actually see what I'm looking at here and pull up my Twitch.
I made sure the layout's the same as yours, so you got Weller, then Olek, then Django, Rude, Mason, Zeran.
I just feel weird right now that I'm not looking at the whole... There we go. Now I see it all. So we will begin with the gentleman who is sitting not to my left in reality, but is sitting to my left virtually. And that, of course, is Mr. Trendane Sparks.
Sitting to your left in purgatory.
Yeah, that's right. So I want you to know, Trend, that I have been on several panels here with Larry Dixon. And we have talked quite a bit about not only Larry, but also about the furry community and all that kind of stuff. And I was sort of talking about that. And at one point I mentioned your name and he's like, oh, yeah, that, yeah. He's like, you know, of course, I know a lot of them just by their furry names and by the, and so there's this big thing. And this is, of course, a panel which had nothing whatsoever to do with furries or anything else. I'm just kind of like, all right, well, let's, so we're just going to go to the, because the people in the audience were like, is this okay? Is everything okay? So it was a good time. Anyway, you have been mentioned several times here in relation to Shadowrun, BattleTech.
That was a riveting story, Arv. Thank you so much for sharing.
Sure, it's always my pleasure. That's always what I try to do. With that said, I do want to say hi to Trent and say how you're doing and how's life in the universe and who you play.
Cool. Yeah, doing fine. Trent Sparks, voice actor playing Weller, Little Weller. Hi, Saad.
Oh, yeah. Oleg Denikor, guy that's a half-orc paladin. I stream on Twitch at Saad_John. Go.
Django Lucky, reanimated warlock, Rob.
Hi.
Wow. Good job, Rob. Let's go.
Dark Side Rob. I just recently restarted streaming on Twitch TV today. Good to see you all. Twitter.com/GCDarkSideRob playing Mason, Dr. Xavier. You know the spiel. Enjoy the show. Or don't. I don't give a shit. Whichever one comes first. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it.
Awesome.
Play the home game.
Try our home game. Yes, welcome back, Rob. Exactly. All right. Well, so we are here, and the crew has been attempting to make its way through the deadly wilds of Barovia and dealing with the circumstances of Ravenloft. The party has had a very eventful time, and in the last couple of sessions in particular, the party has been trying to track down information about certain things that would perhaps cause problems for Strahd and would perhaps also boost the morale of the people of Barovia. In particular, the one that I'm talking about is the Wizard of Wines. In our last session, the party actually went and ended up finding a number of the Martikoffs who had been driven away, apparently, from the main building of the winery and had asked the party to recover that building, to basically clear it out so that they could have access to it. When the party arrived at the building, what they discovered is that it had been taken over by these strange druids with sort of strange clothing and odd language and things that they didn't really understand. And then a whole metric ton, I think probably would be the best way to put it, of these small, strange wood creatures that are very hostile and conceivably very dangerous, or might have been very dangerous were it not for the fact that the party had some ravens working for them and had someone in the warlock who basically just kept AoE kablam, kablam, kablam,
shotgun jangle.
Yes, so it was an interesting, hold all the zombie hordes back, so to speak, from the building. And so the party was able to go through, clean out the building, and then ended up going back to tell this to the Martikovs. What eventually happened, of course, was the Martikovs informed them that although they had done a great deed, that the things that had sort of brought these strange, haunted, plant-like things to life was still possibly a presence. And the presence, as they discovered from one of the Martikovs, might have come from this place known as Yester Hill. There was a man that they found, one of the druids that they found, who had lost his mind, who was insane, and who ended up dying. And the reason that the person died was they basically used, and I believe it was Weller who did this, his ability to basically sense his thoughts. I believe it was it Weller that was doing this?
Yeah.
I want to make sure, okay. It was using this to sort of sense his thoughts and to kind of get a sense of his surface thoughts and then kind of push, a little bit further to get more information about him, and then had this vision, essentially. And in the process of getting this vision, there was this druid who was walking through and then was confronted by this enormous, horrific-looking tree, which reached down and reached out to him. And then in this vision, the man, not unlike that, screamed, shrieked, and then fell dead. And so as we begin the adventure session today, the party has just had this happen. The man is lying dead after, again, I think it was Weller that had this vision. And so now the party has to decide what they want to do with the information that they have just been given. And so I now will hand things back over to the party, because I don't think you were going towards Yester Hill yet, unless I'm mistaken and I'm forgetting, which is possible because it has been 2 hours of doing tech issues. So that is conceivable. But does this sound right? Trent has given me this frowny look, like this doesn't match up with what he remembers.
So we cleared the winery. We went back and told the guys, hey, we did this thing and blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, yeah, but there's this other thing on Yester Hill. And we're like, why the hell didn't you tell us that the first time? Why do you wait until we come back to give us the next quest? Just tell us what's wrong, and we'll take care of it all while we're out, and then we'll come back and say, all right, you can move back in. I hate that about World of Warcraft. Anyway.
I thought we actually go to the tree, though.
I don't remember if you went to the tree, or, but I remember the vision, and I remember that too.
Yeah. We haven't headed there yet, so.
Right. I didn't think you had yet. I think it was in the vision that you saw the guy doing.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Okay, so good. I didn't forget everything. Good, lovely. Okay, so that is where we're at. And so I will now hand things back over to
Paul. Everything, Arv. Don't ever forget that.
What was that? I'm sorry. What?
I'm the one who's here to forget everything. Don't ever
forget. Good. As long as I know which one of us it is, that's great. We can both forget things equally, Rob. We can both.
I've forgotten than most other D&D. I've forgotten more than most other D&D players remember. So it's.
So, all right. So what is the party going to do? While you decide that, I'm getting my reading glasses.
We've come this far, we might as well complete it.
Hey, well, are you all right? What do you see?
Terrible things?
In other words, it's like, Tuesday.
Like, as bad as you saw it, yeah?
Well, let me show you.
And he will mind speak with Alec and just show him what he saw.
I know, it's like the real life version of the movie The Guardian with the tree. It's horrible. I don't like it.
That's how it feels.
Does anybody
tree,
else know what he's talking about?
You should probably show him.
Him?
Perhaps we should show all
Mason.
Of us.
I can only show one of you at a time. How about I show it to you, Django, and then you can send it to everyone but me, because I already saw it once and I don't want to see it again.
Well, not me either. Now I've seen it. So.
And so, mind speak to... Mm-hmm. And here. See the amazing cinematograph! As,
you know. Come on, narrate the whole thing like that. Come on!
No! Or, as Tim Curry said in Clue, which I recently rewatched again, nah.
One of us could be doing that. Like the piano, you know. Like.
So what exactly awful thing am I seeing? I don't remember.
Huge nasty tree, druid nearby, falls dead after screaming. It's pretty much the gist of it.
He's given a big, gross
just a tree's
it.
Oozing blood, like a giant... Yeah. Demonic looking tree.
Right.
There's a staff in the tree, if I remember correctly, or is it
like extend a branch to him? And
yes, it was
staff,
when he extended
right?
the branch that became the staff. Yep. He sort of took it and
so
then
it's like the end of Sleepy Hollow. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
does this seem remotely familiar to me at all? Have I ever heard of a legend of like a staff giving tree that kills people?
No, you have absolutely not.
All right.
Which means This it could be something recent, or it could be an ancient thing that had been hidden from you that is conceivable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. My viewpoint is still the same. We have come this far. We might as well finish it. I vote for fire and not summit.
One of these days, that mentality is going to get us all killed.
Much like everything else in Barovia, what is your point?
I have to agree with him. We've already come this far and we're still alive.
Well, you want us to go into the forest, but we've got the kids and Arena to take care of. We can't really take them with us if we're going to go deep into...
Are you going to stay with the Morovi? What is it? Morovi?
The Mardukovs?
Mardukovs. They're going to stay with the Mardukovs.
We can stay here at the winery.
We can stay with the Macaronians.
Nailed it!
Stay with the Macaronians.
That's true. Actually, you know, I think it was Olak who just said, indeed, we have cleared the winery. So they should be safe there.
So, first, we left them at a bar. Now we're leaving them at a winery. All right. Okay.
Your point?
Basically, it's a metaphor for life, Weller.
Exactly. They might as well start young.
Now, wait a minute. I am a doctor. I can't condone that.
No, I feel like
certain,
we should probably get
certain
depressed.
Things that I can't.
You say the hill is
certainly by and go.
You're a Wester Hill.
Yester with a Y.
Okay, like yesterday, but hill.
Yes.
And a U, I think.
What?
No. Yesterhill?
It's just Yesterhill. Yesterhill.
There's no spelling of Yester with a U.
All my troubles seem to...
It seems so swift to kill.
Now I think I really had my
fill. The reason I say that is because it's written that way on the map. So.
Oh. That's odd.
Is it what?
Did I spell it right? Yester?
I thought... wrong. That's why.
Oh, because it's... Okay.
No,
so wait a minute. So let me see if I get this correctly. So we've cleared out the winery, but there are yet more druid jackasses that we have to go and murder.
Right, because they're preventing the grapes from growing.
Okay. Of course they are.
And
well, I mean that would be part two of the problem.
Right. According to the Martikovs,
also step one, take over the winery. Step two, stop the grapes from growing.
And according to the Martikovs, they also are the ones who created these haunted plants in the first place. And so, yeah.
Step three, profit.
Step three, profit.
I'm in. Yeah, let's go fuck up some more druids. Let's go.
I know. It's just not doesn't seem very safe here, but... I mean, like, this... How well, if they were to barricade themselves in the vineyard, would it? How secure would it look? Like, does it look? If I remember correctly, because it didn't, it had like a whole bunch of really easy entrances to come in and out of. There was no real security in the vineyard.
Also, we need to wait an hour.
Well, I'm not. So you're asking whether they could barricade themselves inside the building?
Yeah, in case anything happens. I mean, like, what type of security could we kind of build quickly in short notice? Some kind of barricades in case. Because I don't want to leave them here.
I mean, what I was going to say was, you know, now the Martikovs, I believe, had offered to take care of the children and Verena while you were gone. In that area, and also, you know, now are very excited to go back to the build, you know, the building, basically. Yeah. The building is not destroyed. Remember, you didn't blow in any doors, and everything was in pretty good condition in the outside, in terms of, you know, outer doors and barriers. For what that's worth, so
that's true. They just pushed their way in. We didn't.
Really we only broke it. One of the giant vats. Well, I did. So.
Right.
Yes, because you couldn't operate a spigot.
Now, down in the cellar, the wine shelves are freaking destroyed, but they could use those to barricade the cellar, you know, just nail them all together to block the doors and put broken glass and all the things. And if anybody tries to get in, they will be cut to ribbons.
Didn't exactly leave the winery in better shape than
that we wasn't our fault. That was the druids casting thunder with
collateral damage. Whatever.
I guess they could go down to that basement.
Yes, thankfully they're not giving us a bill.
down to the cellar where it's very, very cold, yes. Okay, so we have a plan then. Good.
So, just want to quickly check. We are not rested yet after that combat period.
Nope. Yeah, but I need, like I said, we need to wait an hour.
Reminds me, I have no... Yeah, I need to check what state what condition my condition is in. Sorry.
God. Well, I need to cast...
That might be one of the few references we haven't made on this stream.
I need to cast Find Familiar again to get my familiar back. Yes, because I have something that can be very useful where we're going.
So just saying,
you have this familiar what your familiar is in.
I'm lightly damaged, and I've used one spell, so I've got most of my spells ready if you want to go out now without resting. But I figured if we have
familiar is an Audi or an Innie right now.
I prefer not to go without having some sort of aerial reconnaissance, to be quite honest. I think that's a bad idea. So, you know.
Wait, aerial recon what?
Is Raven.
If I cast
I thought you meant like power. I'm gonna like, you know, conjure drone or something. I was like,
well, basically.
What are you talking about? I mean, yeah. That's what they did in Assassin's Creed. It works. Apparently.
Exactly. So, you know. Yeah. Does this work? Oh, wow, cool. Okay, good.
Excuse me.
Weller is sort of fumbling with his symbol of Lathander and looking down at and sort of muttering under his breath, and various holes and rips in his robes just kind of slowly repairs his clothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right, so am I allowed to am I casting my spell, or otherwise I'm going to start casting if no one objects otherwise to get this done?
How long will it take for that? Is it an hour or something like that?
Unfortunately, it's a ritual. So while I can do it any time without blowing a spell slot, I believe it takes an hour.
If it's an hour, I can spend that hour just like...
I'm pretty sure it's an hour, because it takes longer than the average 10 minutes.
Yeah, spell. I was going to say, most rituals are 10, but yeah, careful because it's got loose pages.
It's well used.
It's not well written, not well made.
The first edition ones weren't. Mine is.
Yeah, no, casting is still an hour regardless. Okay. It's actually an hour and 10 minutes, I think, is what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, but I have a feeling it'll be very handy.
So, we could take a short rest and just heal up if needed. And I could probably build a few barricades just to help them in case they need somewhere to hide, in case any more of those creatures come while we're gone.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could spend the hour barricading the winery.
Well, not just the whole winery. I think they need some kind of safe room, maybe. Maybe the basement. That seems probably the most secure.
Hmm. True. All right, so the next hour, 10 minutes, I'm casting. So, that's what's happening for me.
Okay. So you're going to be casting inside. You're doing the barricades. What Weller and Mason, what are you doing as they are doing these things?
Weller is going to find a place to take a short rest and do some hit dice stuff because he's at 8 of 26.
Ow.
Okay. And Mason, what are you going to be doing while Weller is healing and other people are doing what they're doing?
Double check me, Arv. I think I'm currently at 44 of 53.
I think I may be. Yeah, I think I actually may have some. I think these notes are actually not my regular notes.
Well, that's what I have. Do you want to go with that, or do you want to? That sounds right after the last engagement.
Well, what is Alec at? Is probably a good way to
33 test. Of 45. We did do a bit of melee, so.
Right.
I did not take much damage. I think I only took like one hit. That's so fight.
You were what of what? I'm sorry, Macy.
44 of 53.
Yeah, that sounds probably right.
All right. So then I'm gonna rest and use a hit die.
Okay.
Get some of that health back.
Django, what do you have?
And I should have. And also, all of my.
Oh no!
All my crimson rights should be rescinded. So those, I think 44 accounts for that. So no, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Because yeah, no, that's not true.
Oh, you're sure?
Well, no, because what I can't remember is the crimson right. You take a point off of your maximum HP.
Right.
So was 53 my maximum HP? Was it always my maximum HP? I can't remember.
I had you to begin with at 48. Mm-hmm. Was your maximum. Now, I don't know.
No, that is not true at all.
Okay, so that's
48, it was not my maximum.
So then mine is outdated then by a session.
That was probably before my last
level up,
yeah.
So then I don't know. I would guess.
So then I'll have to go back and look, but we'll say it's 53 for now.
Okay.
All right. And I'll just use a hit there.
Okay. So while you're doing that, so Weller, you said you were 8 out of 26?
Was. Now 20 out of 26.
Lovely. Okay. And Django was 50 out of 50. 20 out of 26. Good. Okay. All right. So what kind of barricades are you setting up, Alec, by the way?
So probably use some of the wood from the destroyed wine cellars down below, and okay. Just probably barricade, because I think the basement had two entrances in one of the rooms anyway. Did so I'd completely barricade one of them, just completely fill it with wine barrels and debris,
okay.
And then just put the other one with just some kind of just way to reinforce the door when they shut it, so at least they can hold off if needed.
Okay. All right. As you're putting this together, you can as I said, the doors themselves are in fairly good condition. You do find little pieces of wood and branch and all that stuff everywhere. And a lot of these things are, as I think I mentioned before, but just to reiterate, shattered, like just annihilated. And that includes ones that, like, piles of wood that you never defeated, you know, these creatures personally. And yet they were shattered when you got up there, especially on the second floor. There's that one room that had a couple of those piles, and you find a few more of those piles as you're looking around the, the sort of...
And you set up put some glass into, like, rags, and then they can throw that out to make some kind of caltrops, makeshift caltrops.
Okay, you can do that. Okay, see you, Shadow. You can do that if you like, sure. Okay, so when the hour-ish is up, at that point, I believe you have your...
Valley is back.
Valley is back.
Yep.
Okay.
Ori, that looks just like her. Him.
Yes, all good. Back again. All right. So, okay. And then you are apparently in much more rested position, are ready to go, I gather, to Yester Hill, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. So you head down to the south, basically following the path. Let me pull up. Let me pull that up for just a second.
I assume we bring Zarama and Rude.
Yeah.
You can do that if you wish. You'll have to be triggering them because there's no way I'm going to be able to move them around.
I've got Saram already, so we're fine.
Lovely. Okay.
And I'm sending Valley up ahead. We can start clearing the map.
I'm going to do this right now. All right. So you begin to make your way down towards this path. Now, as you're going down, you notice, first of all, that there is this ridge of woods that's up to the east, which the Mardukovs had told you is basically Svalich woods. And this ridge is sort of right along your left side. And you have this kind of uncomfortable sensation as you're going down of how dangerous all of this feels, because the wood, like the forest edge, is basically right up almost against the path and higher. So it is primo grounds for an ambush, right? As you're going along and you hear the sort of, and like this, the caw of ravens overhead, rustlings in the woods, occasionally what sounds like it's a growl, but maybe you're just imagining it, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, are you able to hear the music okay? And his chat?
I should ask chat. Yeah, because I upped the volume a little bit. Hopefully they should be able to hear. I can pump it up a bit
more. Can you hear it, chat? I just wanted to double check. I cannot really because of the setup I have here.
Yes, well, I can hear it. I don't know if they can hear it. Rob,
okay.
He says barely, so you can probably turn it up some.
Yeah.
I have it on my end here.
I was just about to, you see about the roll.
I was trying to figure out if you just rolled.
I rolled incorrectly, and then I rolled correctly, and I got the same number. So I'm back.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just trying to figure out if it was a total of 4d10, like four hit dice, or if
I used roll 20 incorrectly.
Well, we don't want to leave it too low, Second OBS. I understand you don't want to have the situation that happened where you felt like it was drowning us out, but I want us to have a little bit of music in there.
Half that volume? All
right, hold on. So it's about half that volume. Also, when you get a chance, Saad, the chat is not all the way down to the bottom of the chat window.
Oh, damn. I tried to make it so it could do that. But...
Okay, you can just stretch it a bit or whatever. It's not too bad, but just letting you know.
Stretch it till it looks like Rob.
Wow.
It's a lot of.
I fixed it. No one knows what you're talking about.
I know. It's an inside joke that just everybody else happened to hear and don't understand. So, if you click on the word hit dice on your character,
right,
it should roll all that shit automatically for you.
You're right. I did it the manual way and did it wrong.
Well, Rob, forgetting once again.
Yes. Yes.
Doing your job.
Who are all of you? Don't care. Don't answer that question.
Alignment.
It's fine. Let's just move on with our lives.
Hold on. That aligned. Now I've got to cut the top off. And then push it down. Oh, don't worry. It's going to be me tweaking it just a tad.
Okay, that's fine. So in the meantime, so as you continue down, I'm assuming that the sound is okay for chat, but if not, chat, let us know and we'll make some adjustments. As you are continuing down, you finally find yourself coming to what looks like a clearing. I'm going to show you the clearing, but then I'm going to bring you to another map to give you a more close-in view. So let me take you to Funky Town, also known as Yesterhill. All right. Let's bring you into the top.
A little known or not needed sequel to.
Exactly. All right. Let me take you to the top right here. This should bring you over to Yesterhill. I think I moved you over, did I?
No. Okay.
Now I have. Now you should be there.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, I got black space and hole.
You have to do all the resizing.
I'm just tapping it over.
Yep. There it is. Okay. Oh my god, he's huge.
Okay. I got
damn
that.
Right, I'm huge.
Problem. You're damn right.
Big McLarge huge.
Mega huge Olic here. Okay. All right. As the rest of the party files in.
Oh my god, the eagle's attacking us.
Tolerable. Okay.
All right. So I'm not there, and neither is Zerama.
Are you going to be to bring you over?
Or Volley. Yes, please. Is this going to be easier? Okay.
IAB, the Jaegering continues.
Okay.
Don't worry, we'll get the full crew next time.
Someday. Keep watching till the big finale. Whenever that is. We're still doing side quests. I don't know when the finale is going to happen.
And Zerama.
I know this is side quests because it's all about getting rid of Strahd's control.
We still need Valley. Yeah, I also need
True.
I also need you, Mason. Accurate. I don't have you out there
I'm
yet.
I'm gonna refresh my camera because
I'll put him out
Rob,
there for you. I'll do
Rob,
it.
Rob, can you hear me?
Still doing that.
Rob, I need.
Yes.
Can you bring in? Oh, there you are. I see. Thank you.
I didn't do anything. What happened?
And then you're fine.
Go to the very top right. Do you see us there?
Cool.
You see.
Yes. Yeah, my camera died. Yeah, it didn't move. Am I out of sync?
I don't know. All right, I'm just getting Valley here. Give me 1 second.
Think about it this way, Arv. At least you don't have to control both a GM window and a game window for streaming.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, oh, God.
And you only have to deal with one webcam tonight.
Yeah.
These are all true facts. Still, I wish that my goddamn Thunderbolt dock that I was so proud of was actually...
Arv, language!
I know. What is wrong with you?
Okay. Who is he, Captain America now?
Well, dang. Right.
Gosh
darn it all. All right, there's Valley.
Okay. Thank you.
This is a load of bullpucky.
Okay, so... let me describe a little bit about what you see.
That hellscape we see stretching out before.
As you get close, exactly. Okay, so the trail through the thick woods as you are heading down leads to... I was waiting for trying to say Blagothis, but you didn't. to Blagothis.
Why would I do that?
I don't know why. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah. Hasn't this cast encountered enough road bumps tonight?
okay. So, the trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass and cairns of black rock.
Well, that's not so bad.
Dark, ominous clouds gather high above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop.
Getting worse.
West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog.
Oh, fuck.
And let me...
I'm not liking that sound of that at all.
One sort of...
And in front of you, a Holiday Inn.
Uh-oh. No, Red Roof Inn Plus.
Oh, shit, it's a Quality Inn. Run.
Okay. So, let me reveal a little bit more of what we got here.
No, I'm not a demon slayer, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
Okay, here we go. and like that. So, so basically the path extends left and right, basically to the west and to the south around the hill. Jeez. And then there is a path that just continues to climb the hill. Well, so,
where's Weller?
Is there something worth taking samples of?
I'll ping with the direction you're going. Follow the road.
Oh, there he is. Oh, sorry, I didn't see him down there. Okay. Well, I guess we're just charging right in.
He's small.
Yeah, so there are these dirt trails that run along two concentric rings of cairns that encircle the hillside. And actually, each of these cairns here seems to be what looks like a 10-foot high mound of slimy black rocks.
All right, we need to assign control to me, please.
Sure.
Thank you. I mean, you did it for the Raven, but not the characters. Thanks a lot.
Well, I figured that Valley is all that mattered.
Yeah, yeah. He's really the brains of the operation.
So listen, true. You know the internet. It's all about the pets. Yep.
Sorry.
Arm suddenly turned, or Rob suddenly turned 60. Yeah. Still don't have it for some reason.
I know. I don't. Oh, it's okay. Not.
It's you, not me. Good.
I don't know why it's...
Oh.
Why does it not have...
Finish a sentence.
It's not letting me. It's not letting me assign you control. It's. I can't even get into the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to poll the audience for a
solution? I've got an idea. Delete those and then go back to the other page.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing
just
now.
Copy and paste. Just. Yeah.
The audience has left. There's no one there anymore.
There's no audience. There's one audience member here.
Nice.
But he's only here because I'm using his iPad.
So you're saying he doesn't trust you?
If he still wants to play the tree.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Let me get down there. Move over here and pick up. Okay, here is this copy. This is not at all clunky. Okay, Easter Hill. Up here, over here, and paste. And I really hope you have control over that now.
I do.
All right, good.
Excellent.
And I have to do the same thing with Zerama.
Yep. That seems like it's like an extra half dozen steps you don't normally have to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, it's none of this is
some weird bug.
The valley's free as a bird. Gonna fly like a raven.
Yeah, so you want to send your raven around just to scout the area?
That was the plan until everyone decided to run up the hill.
Raven right round, right.
Like a bunch of crazy people, but okay. So yeah. Nice to preserve the element of surprise like we didn't do here.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. So yeah, actually, that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send Valley around to get the lay of the land, so to speak.
Okay. So.
Not so to speak. Literally.
Right. Yeah, true. Well. Lay of the land for Raven's a little, you know, misnomer. But yeah, I guess it counts.
Okay. So I can do this, not break my back. Hold on a second. Oh my God. Painful. All right. So you're gonna send Valley left, right?
Right. But, well, where he is on the map is where he is right now.
Okay.
You're like flying over. You said these little white things.
Yes. So these are all piles of rock.
Slimy black rocks.
Slimy black rocks. Basically damp is what you would guess, although you'd have to go up close to see.
I have my doubts. Nothing in here is what it seems. All right. He's gonna actually he's gonna head right to the top. Screw this crap.
Yeah. He's going right to the top.
Yep. He's heading over there.
Okay. As he flies, he is immediately destroyed. No.
I'm happy it didn't have to happen. To be quite honest.
Just joking.
Then up here.
Okay.
So
as he gets close to that middle section, so atop the hill is a wide ring of black boulders and these smaller rocks that collectively form a makeshift wall enclosing a field of dead grass. Lightning strikes the edge of the ring from time to time, illuminating a ghastly 50-foot-tall statue made of tightly woven twigs and packed with black earth. And the statue resembles a towering cloaked man with fangs.